Today's daf is Yuma Dav Vav, and we are 8 lines from the top of Dav Vav Amid Aleph, the two dots, Mafrishin Koyen Gadol V'chulu. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema. V'Shlomo Ben Tzara Aliza, Avadi Ben Miriam Leia, Moshe Abba Ben Devorah, Shmuel Ben Tehila, Devorah Bas Mecha, Yitzchak Eliyahu Ben Shoshana Bracha, Mordechai Tzvi Ben Fradel, and Gittel Necha, Bas Sora Chava. Today's daf is being learned as a schus via Cheskel Shraga Ben Miral, and today's daf is being learned to Ilu Nishmas Avram Ben Yibadu L'Chaim Toivim Rav Moshe Chaim. So believe it or not, the Gemara is continuing to discuss the very first line of the Masechta. The Mishnah began Shivas Yomim Koidim Yoima Kippurim Mafrishin Koyin Gadol Mi Beisoi Lelishkas Parhedrin. 7 days before Yom Kippur, the Koyin Gadol had to be separated from his family. He was moved to a Lishka on the Harabayis in the Azara. It was called Lishkas Parhedrin. The Mishnah said that in addition to the halacha that the Kohen Gadol had to be separated for 7 days, similarly, the Kohen Asorif Asapara, he too had to be separated. He wasn't placed in Lishkas Parhedrin, rather in a different Lishka. It was Tzafayna Mizracha, and it was called Lishkas Beis HaEvan. And there was a machloikis between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what the makar to this halach is. Rabbi Yochanan said it's learned out from the parsha of the Miluim. During the Shivas Yimei Miluim, before Aharon began doing the Avodah, which was on the 8th day, Vayi Bayom HaShmini, the pasuk says that Aharon Uvanov had to be in the oil moed. And within those psukim that discuss that, it says, Kasha Asa Bayom Hazeh, Tziva Hashem, Lasso Yis L'chaper Aleichem. And Rabbi Yochanan said, this pasuk is coming to teach us that this halacha wasn't just the Hirasha, but it would repeat itself in different contexts in future generations, specifically the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and the Kohen HaSorif HaSapara. Reish Lakish said, that's not the Makar. Rather, the Makar is Maimed Har Sinai. Immediately after the Aseres HaDibros, immediately after the great event of Maimed Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu was told to ascend the mountain. He was there for 6 days. He was covered by a Vulcan. And then at the end of the 6th day, on the 7th day, Vayikra El Moshe, and Moshe was told to actually enter the cloud and be in Shamayim, Arbaam Yoim, Va'arbaam Laila, says Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. That pasuk is the makar to the idea of Prisha Shivas Yomim before Yom Kippur and Prisha Shivas Yomim before the Hakrava of the Parah Aduma. Why? Because you see from there that before a person enters Machni Shechina, so there's an idea you have to have Prisha. The Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur enters Machni Shechina, and therefore we learn that there's a halacha Prisha. Frank the Gemara, Moshe Rabbeinu was only separated for 6 days, so how come then the Mishnah says 7 days? And the Gemara said, Enochinami, really according to Reish Lakish, it should be 6 days. Why then did the Chachamim add a 7th day? Because they felt once we're doing Prisha for 6 days anyway, we might as well address a concern that's really a Chash Rachuk, and that is maybe the man will be Boyol Nida by mistake, and as a result, he will be Tamei for 7 days, which will impact his ability to do the Avodah on Yom Kippur. So we wouldn't have instituted Prisha simply for that chashash, because it's way too rachik. But at the same time, once is a dim Prisha, 6 days, and that's based on a parish in the Torah of Maimon Har Sinai, so we have a halachan that we might as well add a 7th day. Regardless, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it's learned out from the Miluim. According to Reish Lakish, it's learned out from Maimon Har Sinai. Zok de Gemara. So with that background, and after learning Yuma, Daf Beis, Daf Gimel, Daf Dalar, and Daf Hei, says the Gemara, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol V'chulu, Lama Mafrishin, why do we do this, Hafrasha, Frank the Gemara, I mean, four Dafin, Lama Mafrishin, Bitmia, for real, Kedam Rinan, we just learned the sugyas, either Rabbi Yochanan Kedesle, either Reish Lakish Kedesle. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's learned out from the Miluim. According to Reish Lakish, it's learned out from Maimon Har Sinai. The Gemara says, no, Hachikam. Of course, that wasn't the question. The question was, Mi Beisai Lama Pirish. Why did he have to be separated from his house? Now, Beisai, the Mishnah says, our Mishnah, the first Mishnah, Mesachtes Yuma, Zu Ishtai, which means that Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mi Beisai means he had to be separated from his wife. And it sounds like it means Tashmish. And the Gemara's kasha is, why would there be an Isser Tashmish during that period? So the Gemara says, Tanya, we learned in a Brais, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir, I mean, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir explained, Shemeti Matzei Ishtoi, Safik Nidai Ve'yavai Yodah. Because we're afraid that maybe this Kohen Gadol's wife is going to be a Safik Nida, and he's going to be Boyo his wife when she's a Safik Nida. That's the Kohen Gadol that we're concerned about. The Kohen Gadol's not a Rasha. Now, the truth is, during Bayis Sheni, many, many, many of the Kehanim Gedolim were Rishayim, and they were probably Chashid, not just on Safik Nida, but on Vaday Nida as well. But the point is, it doesn't sound like we would institute a Takana Likadchila that was Negeya all the generations to prevent a concern that really is only Negeya or Rasha. So the Gemara says, you're right, that's not Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir meant. We have to tweak the language a little bit and everything will make sense. The concern is that maybe during the 7 days, this man will be Ba'al Ishtoi v'timotzei Safik Nida. And afterwards, he's going to find out that at the time of the Bia, she was a Safik Nida. The Rishayim say, Lav Dafke Safik Nida, so tu Vadai Nida. The point is, they may find out later that she was a Nida. It's going to come out that he was Ba'al Nida. And if he was Ba'al Nida, that's a problem. What's the problem? Because the halacha is that just like a nida is tamei for 7 days, a boyal nida is also tamei for 7 days. A man that's boyal and nida is tamei 7 days. That's the halacha. In other words, we're concerned that maybe the Kohen Gadol will be boyal ishtai. He'll find out afterwards that at the time of the bia, he didn't know, he's not a rasha, but afterwards he's going to find out that she was a safik nida or a vaday nida. The point is, he now, at the very least, misafik, is going to have to observe 7 days of tumah. If the 7 days of tumah are going to begin within 7 days of Yom Kippur, it's going to come out, he's going to be tamei during Yom Kippur. So to address that, and to make sure that doesn't happen, therefore, we don't just separate him from civilization, we don't just put him in a lishka, but his wife can't come either, because there's a special prisha of Tashmish Amita. Says the Gemara, Amru Rabbanan Kmei Rav Chisda. So the Rabbanan said over this whole first part of the Dafter of Chisda, and they said, K'man K'Rabbi Akiva, L'chayra, this must be going in accordance with Rabbi Akiva, Amar, who said, Nida Metama is Bayala, that a Nida is metama her boil the mafreya the e rabbanon, because if it's going according to rabbanon, ha'ami the rabbanon say a nida metama is boyolo, a nida is not metama is boyolo. So what's this machloikis? So the halach is just like a nida is tame, a boil nida is tame as well. Stating that there's a machloikis mesach this nida between Rabbi Akiva and the chachamim, whether tumas nida le mafreya relates to a boil nida or it doesn't relate to a bayal nida. So anytime you're talking about tumas nida l'mafreya, that's a whole separate sub-sugya in the sugyas of Masechtas Nida. The cases where a woman found dam nida, and now she's not sure how long she had this dam, meaning from when did she become tamei? It's the first Mishnah, the very first sugya in Masechtas Nida. Shammai oimer, Hillel oimer, v'chachamim oimer, like divrei zeh, v'like divrei zeh. Chamim hold, which is the halacha, that anytime a woman finds dam nida, she has to be chayish, that maybe she was tamei, or maybe this dam was already in her body for 24 hours. And as a result, the mafreya for 24 hours, she's tamei. That's the halacha as it relates to any woman that finds dam nida. She's now considered a nida l'mafreya. How far back? Me'eis le'eis. For 24 hours. That's the halacha. The question is, what would be if a man was boil nida during that 24-hour period? Do we say now l'mafreya this toma? So, oy bazoy, he's a boil nida. If he's a boil nida, he's going to be tamei, or maybe not. And that was the machlokes of Rabbi Akiva in the Chacham. Rabbi Akiva said that just like this tumas nida l'mafreya regarding the nida and any tyrus that you may have touched, it affects the boil nida as well. What's the difference? If this tumas nida l'mafreya, so this man was boil, this woman, he has a din boil nida now, as a result, to be tamei for 7 days. But the Chachamim argued. The Chachamim said, "Ein nida metame es bayala." So when the Rabbanan heard this whole shtickle Torah, this concern of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, what was the concern of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira? That not only do we have to be purish to Kohen Gadol, but we have to be purish to Kohen Gadol mi beisai, beisai zu ishtai. There's an iser tashmish amita during these 7 days. Why? Because what's going to happen if he's bayal? And then afterwards, she's going to find out. So it's going to come out, l'mafreya, he was a bayal nida. Oh, that's true according to Rabbi Akiva. That holds that there's tumas bayal nida l'mafreya. Because according to the Rabbanan, there is no tumas boil nida l'mafreya. So this is what the Rabbanan told Rav Chisda. Sounds very reasonable. Amaluhu Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda told them, no, I feel the tamei Rabbanan. It could be this halacha of Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir was going even according to the Rabbanan, because Adkan Lipli Rabbanan led Rabbi Kiva, even though the Rabbanan argued with Rabbi Kiva, Ela ba'achar achar. That's only if a dam was found, not after the bia, but after the bia. Aval b'chad achar moidulu. But if it was only one achar, not achar achar, meaning it happened immediately after the bia, then it doesn't go into the category of tumah l'mafreya. And over there, the halacha is going to be, certainly if this man was boyonida, he's going to have a din of a boyonida. Meaning, if a man would be boil nida. At the time, he had no idea. And then later, an hour later, we find out that she's a nida. So even though there's tumul ma'freya mi'es la'es, perhaps, but it's not going to impact boil nida. If, however, immediately after the bia they found it, then it would be a concern. Even the rabbanu would be ma'idah. So the Gemara says that's Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir was worried about. He's worried that if there's going to be a tashmish during the 7 days, could be right after the tashmish, they're going to find it. Right after, meaning so immediate that even the rabbanu who all day usually there's no tumas nida ma'freya regarding boil nida, over here there would be moida. That's what the concern is. And as a result, not only does he have to be poiresh, but he has to be poiresh me ishtoy as well. So just to excel for 1 second, the first part of the daf, the Gemara said that even though we mentioned machleks Rabbi Yechon Rish Lakish, why does it then preach a Zayin Yom? But we have to add a knetch in terms of understanding the first halach in the Mishnah. Because in the Mishnah, you see, he wasn't just poirish, but he was poirish me ishtoy. It sounds like there's an issa tashmish amita. And why would there be an issa tashmish amita? That's the question. Why would there be an issa tashmish amita? In other words, you want the kohen to go to Lishkas Barhedrin, that's fine, but let his wife come along. Why is there an issa tashmish amita? That's the Gemara's question. And the Gemara's teretz is because we're concerned, Shema Timotze Ishtoi Safik Nida. In a way where, not that he's a Rosh Chalila, Likatchila, he would be Baila Safik Nida. And also in a way where you don't have to get involved in the Machloikis in Rabbi Kivin the Chachamim, whether there is Tumul Ma'freya by Baal Nida, there's no Tumul Ma'freya by Baal Nida. It's very possible that this can be an issue, all things considered. Rashi speaks out one interesting comment as it relates to this Gemara, which relates to the second raid bite that we spoke at yesterday. And that is, Rashi says, what's the Havamina? That the Kohen Gadol's wife can come with him to Lishkas Barhedrin. Tashmish Amita? Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Elo L'malchei Beis David Bovat. And if Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Kal V'chomer Ein Shriva Ba'azara, so of course there has to be an Issa Tashmish Amita. Meaning the Gemara is questioning not the basic halacha of the Mishnah, Shivas Yomi Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Mi'Beisai L'Lishkas Barhedrin, the Gemara understands. But the question is, why can't his wife come? It sounds like there's an Issa Tashmish Amita. Let him go to Lishkas Barhedrin, let his wife also go to Lishkas Barhedrin. When the Teretz is, because of a concern of Safik Nida. But without it, that concern of Nida, it would be Mutter for his wife to come. Frank Rashi, how's a Mutter? What happened to Ein Yeshiva Bazara? Elo L'malchei Beis Lava Bovad. So Rashi says, you have to say, Al Korchach Lishkas Parhejan Loi Hoysa Kedusha. That Lishkas Parhejan wasn't really a Makom Kaddish. That even though it was on the Zara, but it was Bechoil Benuya, it was really built Bechoil, and as a result, it's not going to be a Kasha, which is essentially what Toysfus spoke out on Daf Chesam Abez. So yesterday we mentioned it in the name of Toysfus, Daf Chesam Abez. We were cheshbening the two Toysfus in Yuma Chesam Abez, Sukkah Mem Gimel Abez, Reb Kivager's Marimokim and Gilyan Hashas, but really it's a Rashi as well. So Rashi, Yuma, Vavam, and Aleph, and Toisvis, Yuma, Chesam, and Beis both say the same thing. That Lishkas Parhedrin, it's Mavur from the Sugyas, because of the rule of Ein Yeshiva Bazar, Elo L'malchi Beis Lava Bavad, it must be that it didn't really have a Din Azar. But Toisvis says that I don't understand Rashi. Meaning, Rashi seems to be suggesting that the Gemara's Kasha was that let the Kohen Gadol's wife come with him to Lishkas Parhedrin, and really, were it not for the fact of Ein Yeshiva Ba'azara, Elo L'malchei Beis Lava Bavad, there'd even be a heter Tashmish Amita in the Azara. Frey Toisvis, how could there be a heter Tashmish Amita in the Azara? And even if you emist Rashi's Teretz, it's not really the Azara, but still, it's the Harabayas. What's the problem? We know it's actually a Sugi Mesachtes Psachim, we learned it together not so long ago, but that's clear, and that is a Balkeri, is not allowed to be in Machna Leviyah. And if a Valkyrie is not allowed to be in Machna Leviyah, then by definition, there has to be an Issa Tashmish Amita in the Harabayas. Because the Harabayas is considered Machna Leviyah. The Azorah was considered Machna Shechino. The Harabayas was considered Machna Leviyah. And then Yerushalayim was considered Machna Yisrael. Right, as it relates to all the halachas of Shiluach, Machnas, for all the different Temeim, Harabayas has a din of Machna Leviyah. So if Harabayas has a din of Machna Leviyah, and a Valkyrie is also be Machna Leviyah, so Frey Toisvis, even if Lishkas Parhedrin was built Bechoil, didn't have Kedushas Azor, but it's on the Harabayas. So if it's on the Harabayas, what was the Havamina? There should be a Heta Tashmish Amita in Lishkas Parhedrin. Ein Yeshiva Bazara, Sofik Nida. You can't have such a Havamina. Because the moment after the Tashmish Amita, the Kohen Gadol was about Keri. So if the Kohen Gadol was about Keri, he's not allowed to be now on the Azor. So what's the Havamina that there would be a Heta Tashmish? So Tosfos says you have to say with the Gemara's Kasha that Mi Beisoy Loma Piresh was that Enochinavi, the Kohen Gadol will not be able to be in Lishkas Barhedrin. But rather, he would have to be somewhere in the Harabayas that doesn't have Kedushas, forget about Kedushas Azara, doesn't even have Kedushas Harabayis. So what's a place that doesn't have Kedushas Harabayis? So Tosfos says, the Mechilois, the tunnels, underneath the Harabayis, they were loin neskachu, also Gemara Pesachim, Peivavam and Aleph, and because the Mechilois loin neskachu, so that's where they would have had gone. But anyhow, there was never a Havamina in the Gemara, there was never a Havamina that the Kohen Gadol should be able to be with his wife in Lishkas Parhedrin. Why? Forget about the Prisha, forget about Shemati Matzei Safik Nida, forget about Ein Yeshiva Bazara Ela L'malchi Beis David Bovad, it's the Harabayis. And if it's the Harabayis, it's at the very least Machna Leviya. And if it's Machna Leviya, a Balkeri is also the Machna Leviya. Incidentally, Ramei Simcha in Meshech Chachma, in the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, it's the second shtickle in Sefer Bamidbar, he asks a Yodua Digakasha, and that is, he doesn't understand how the Leviyim were able to be with their wives. Ever. The Leviim lived in the Midbar in Machna Leviya. That's where they lived. A Balkeri is also in Machna Leviya. That's Rameir Simcha's Kasha. Ayin Shom at the beginning of Sefer Bamidbar, a classic Rameir Simcha type Kasha. If a Levi lived in Machna Leviya, and a Balkeri is not allowed to be in Machna Leviya, and Tashmish Amita Afilu Beheter renders a person a Balkeri, so how would the Leviim ever able to engage in Tashmish Amita? Zokti Gemar, Amr Rab Zeira. So Rab Zeira said, you see from this discussion, Boyol Nida ain't a Nida. A Boyol Nida is not like a Nida, but Toivo Boyoim. And he can go to the mikveh during the day. Yeah, Amr Boyol Nida Kanida. Because if you can tell me the Boyol Nida is like a Nida, Amos Tavo, when does the Nida go to the mikveh? Belelio. A Nida always goes to the mikveh at night. Lamachar, Echi Yavad Avoidah. So if that's the case, L'chura, how's the Kohen Gadol going to do the Avodah? Meaning the Prisha Zayin Yomim shouldn't really help. Why? V'abay Herev Shemesh. Because he need Herev Shemesh. What's the Gemara's Kasha? So, for 7 days, the Kohen Gadol had to be separated. But he also had to be separated from his wife. Meaning there was an Issa Tashmish Amita. Why was there an Issa Tashmish Amita? Shemeti Motzei Safik Nida. Now, when did this Prisha start? So Rashi says, it's clear from the Gemara's Kasha that the rule of Mitzas Hayoyim Kikuloi was applied to this halacha. Meaning sometimes a day requires an entire day, and sometimes it requires only a Mitzas Hayoyim. A classic example is Avelos, Rachmana Litzlan. The last day of Avelos, even the first day, is always a Mitzas Hayoyim. Mitzas Hayoyim Kikuloi, that's what the Avelim, the last day, they just sit down and they get up. It's based on the concept of Mitzas Hayoyim Kikuloi. It's something that permeates many, many areas in halacha. So Rashi says that that's Pashit, that if there's a rule of Mitzas Hayoyim Kikuloi, there's no reason we shouldn't be able to apply it here as well. Which means, when was the Kohen Gadol separated from his wife? When did the Shivas Yomim of Prisha begin? It didn't have to be a full 7 days, but it was Mitzas Hayoyim, which means it really began on Gimel Tishrei. So Gimel Tishrei, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes, right? Those are the 7 days. At some point during Gimel, that's when the Prisha would have happened. The problem is that if the Prisha happened sometime during Gimel, what would be if before the Prisha, the Kohen Gadol was Meshamish Mitasa. And then he found out that his wife was a Nida or a Safik Nida. Now he's going to have to be Tamei for 7 days. So Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes. If the Boyol Nida is like a Nida, he's not going to the mikvah until Leil Yom Kippur. That's a problem. The problem is because by the next day on Yom Kippur, he's still going to be a Tfol Yoyim. Because from the time a Tamei goes to the mikvah, he always needs a Herif Shemesh in order for him to be completely tar. He needs the sun to set on that day in order for him to be tar. So the Gemara's Kashna is, a Nida always goes to the mikvah at night. If a Nida always goes to the mikvah at night, and a Boyol Nida is treated like a Nida, not only is a Boyol Nida Tamei 7 days like a Nida, but a Boyol Nida also goes to the mikvah at night like a Nida goes to the mikvah at night. So if that's the case, the Prisha Zayin Yomim really shouldn't help. You should have to have an eighth day. That's the Gemara's Kasha. El Lav Shmami, not unless you're going to say, Boyol Nida ain't a Nida, that a Boyol Nida is not a Nida, like a Nida. Meaning, even though a Boyol Nida is like a Nida in the sense that 7 days, but not like a Nida, he doesn't have to wait until the night to go to the mikvah, which means he doesn't have to wait until the next Herif Shemesh. So, as a result, that Herif Shemesh will already be done. So, he'll go to the mikvah test, Erev Yom Kippur, and then by Shki at night, he'll be ready to do the Avodah. It's not going to be a problem. But must be that even though a Boyol Nida is like a Nida in terms of 7 days of Tumah, but not Legamre, because the Nida has a special halacha, the Nida goes to the mikvah at night, whereas anybody else would really be able to go to the mikvah during the day. And a Boyol Nida is like that. The Gemara says, Rav Simi Menado Amar, Afilo Taim a Boyol Nida Knida, you have no Raya. Maybe Boyol Nida is like a Nida. The Mefarshina Leisha Achasamach.
l'shkiras hachama. Oh, you assume mitzvah sayyam kaguloi. Maybe it's not mitzvah sayyam kaguloi, but rather to the contrary, it's a seven full day. And not only is it seven full days, but they used to be poirish for samach l'shkiras, which means that really with mitzvah sayyam kaguloi, the priest is not 7 days, really 8 days. Or at the very least, it's seven and change. So Frank Rashi again. So why the Mishnah say, Mafrishin Kohen Gadol Shivas Yomim? It's really 8 days. Or it's seven and a little before, oh, the first, meaning it's a little more than 7 days. So Rashi says, Enochinami, but being that little is such a small amount of time, Mishumahu Purtaloi Chashavlai, it's such a small amount of time, and therefore it doesn't count. But Enochinami could be Abno Rai. Zokhtimar. So we just mentioned this Shaila. A Nida's Tame for 7 days, a Boyal Nida's Tame for 7 days. A Nida has a special halacha that a Nida does not go to the mikveh during the day. A Nida goes to the mikveh at night. I mean that a Nida goes to the mikveh at night, it always it's a big nafgamina, because you always need Harif Shemesh. So she ends up inevitably being tame for a whole nother day. And the question is, what about the Boyal Nida? The Boyal Nida is like a Nida. So you would think 7 days like a Nida goes to the Mikveh night like the Nida, or maybe not. The Nida goes to the Mikveh night. Maybe the Boyal Nida doesn't have to go to the Mikveh night. Talk to Gemara. So that's the discussion. Kol chayv tefilos. All people that have to go to the mikveh tefilos and bayoy, they go to the mikveh during the day. Nida v'yaledes tefilos and balaylo. A nida goes to the mikveh at night. Nida in bayol nida lo. It sounds like only a nida, not a bayol nida. Mara says no. Nida v'chol da'asim mirubuya. Doesn't mean only a nida, but nida and anyone that's part of the universe of nida. Bayol nida's tumah is a derivative of the nida's tumah, and that's why it's included. Meisve, another kasha. Balkeri kamag sheretz. A balkeri is like someone that touched the sheretz. In terms of Tumah, a Tumas Keri is similar to the Tumah of someone that came in contact with a Sheretz. Boyol Nida Katami Mace. Or Boyol Nida is like a Tami Mace. Now, Tami Mace is Tami for 7 days. Or Boyol Nida is also Tami for 7 days. But the Gemara says, my love, Lutfilo. When we say that a Boyol Nida is like a Tami Mace, doesn't it mean completely like a Tami Mace? And if that's the case, a Tami Mace goes to the mikveh during the day. Only a Nida and a Ledes go to the mikveh at night. So if a Boyal Nida is like a Tomei Mace, so this would seem to be a ride that the Boyal Nida goes to the mikveh during the day, not like a Nida that goes at night. The Gemara says, Loi Lutumasa. When we say that a Boyal Nida is like a Tomei Mace, all the Mishnah means to say is 7 days like a Tomei Mace, but not necessarily day and night in terms of one going to the mikveh. Fake Gemara, Tumasa behedik sibu, hai Tumas Shivik sibu, hai Tumas Shivik sibu. You need Chazal to teach me this halacha. I don't need a Mishnah to tell me that a Boyal Nida is like a mace. Tzukim in the Torah. Torah says that someone that's Tommy Tomas mace is Tommy 7 days. And the Torah says that a Boyal Nida is Tommy 7 days. El Lav the Tfilosa must be the Chiddush of the Mishnah is the Tfilah. That just like a Tommy mace goes to the mikveh during the day, so too Boyal Nida goes to the mikveh during the day. The Gemara says, like, Loilam the Tomas, and really it's the Tom of a Seif, it's Richalei. There's still a little bit of a Chiddush. The Chiddush is not that long, but the Seif of that Mishnah. What's the Seif of the Mishnah? Elo Shachamim Mimeno Boyal Nida, Shemetame Mishkuvu Moshe, Betoma Kalo Latami Oichlon Mashkin. Because that Mishnah continues and says that even though a Boyal Nida is like a Tommy mace, but in a way, a boyal nida is more chama than a tamei mace. How so? A boyal nida is metame mishkav v'moishav. Anything that a boyal nida sits on or lies on is tamei. Just like a nida is metame tumas mishkav v'moishav, a boyal nida is also metame tumas mishkav v'moishav. Not only that, even tumakala letame oichlen umashkin, it's a real tuma, this tumas mishkav v'moishav. But the point is that the Mishnah that says that a Boyal Nida is like a Tamei Mace doesn't mean that just like a Tamei Mace goes to the mikveh during the day, so too the Boyal Nida goes to the mikveh during the day, but rather it's discussing the basic halacha of Tumah Zayin Yamim. Tashma, one final attempt to be poshut the Shaila. Again, what's the Shaila? A Boyal Nida's Tamei 7 days, like a Nida's Tamei 7 days. But a Nida has a unique halacha. A Nida doesn't go to the mikveh on the 7th day. Has to wait until the end of the 7th day, and that night goes to the mikveh. What about a Boyal Nida? Zok the Gemara, the Tani, Rabchia taught a brayis, Azov, Vahazova, Vahamitsoira, Vahamitsoiras, U Boyal Nida, Vetame Mace, Tfilosan Beyoin, checkmate. Nida via Ledes, Tfilosan Balaylo, Tufta. It's clear the one part of this brayis that we need is that Boyal Nida's Tfilosan Beyoin. So you see clearly that even though Boyal Nida's Tame like a Nida, but the Tfila is going to be during the day, not like the tefillah of a nida, which is at night. Zok de Gemara, another kash. So we're saying that the Kohen Gadol, it wasn't enough for him to be in Lishkas Bahajim for 7 days, but he had to make sure his wife wasn't there. Why? Because otherwise he can run into problems of Tumas Nida. So you're worried about Tumas Nida. Zok de Gemara, v'achat ha-mafrishim et Tumas Beisoy. You're worried about Tumas Nida, ha-frishim et Tumas Ameis. Why are you also worried about Tumas Meis? Okay, so what do you want? Maybe nobody should be able to be in contact
with the Kohen Gadol. Meaning, if we're starting to get paranoid about Tumas Nida, it's a chashash rochik. So if you're worried about this, maybe you should worry about all different types of tumas. Rashi, v'shar kol adam nichnasim v'yoytzin etzloi. Right? People are coming in and out. Hafrishu mitumas meitzvah, you kol adam nichnasim v'yoytzin etzloi shem yamas meitzvah. Why are you concerned that maybe someone is out of the blue gonna die, and as a result, he's gonna make this person tame? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Tachlifa, Avu de Rafuna." Rav Tachlifa, who is the father of Rafuna, said, "Mishmei de Rav in the name of Rav." So you say, "Meres." You know what you see from here? Tumas Hameis Hutrihi Betzibur. It must be that you don't have to worry about the Kohen Gadol becoming tame Tumas Meis. Why? Because all the avoidas that were done on Yom Kippur Zok Rashi with avoidas Tzibur. And being that they were all avodah sibur, the karbonis were karbonis sibur, who cares if the Kohen Gadol is tame? At the end of the day, tumah is hutra b'tzibur. And being that tumah is hutra b'tzibur, it's going to be okay. Now, we know from Masechtas Pesachim, and Metz Hashem, this is going to be the topic of tomorrow's daf. There was a major, major machloikis in Shas. Tumah hutrihi b'tzibur or tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. So tomorrow we'll do a proper introduction. But for now, just to get the sugya going, so the halach is that a tameh is not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash. A tameh is not allowed to eat kachim. A tameh is not allowed to do the avodah. Some of the most chomer averis in the Torah that we don't really live with today are the laws of tumas mikdash v'kadosh. Of the karbanis on Yom Kippur were mechaper in large part on tumas mikdash v'kadosh. It was a very, very big deal. So if a kohen is tameh, he can't do the avodah. Stating that, the halach is tumah. When it comes to a carbon tzibur, the laws change. There's a machloikis in Shas. What does that mean? That means if roiv of the tzibur is tame, you don't have to worry about the laws of tame. Or even if the tzibur is tahar. But if roiv of the kaihanim are tame, you don't have to worry. Meaning if the only way to bring this carbon is to bring it betumah, so then the halach is you're allowed to bring a carbon even betumah. Now there was a machloikis in Shas whether tumah is hutra betzibur or tumah is tchuyah betzibur. What does that mean? Hutra betzibur means the laws of tumah were never stated regarding karbon betzibur, regarding this type of scenario of a carbon betzibur. The laws of tumah, the mandama that holds tumah tchuyah betzibur holds that of course the laws of tumah were stated. However, the carbon and the chashivas of the avoida has an ability to supersede. It's toicha the laws of tumah. Meaning, tumah hutra b'tzibur means there's no tumah in the presence of tzibur. Tumah tchuyah b'tzibur means, of course, there's tumah. It's like an asei toicha lois asei. If someone wears a beged that has tzitzis, that's also shatness. So even though you're allowed to put the beged on, because asei is toicha lois asei, but you can't deny the fact you're wearing shatness. So tumah tchuyah b'tzibur says there's tumah. However, it's okay. Tumah hutra b'tzibur means tumah. I don't know what you're talking about. There's no tumah. There's no tumah when it comes to this. So the Gemara said that as it relates to this kasha, that why weren't we concerned that the Kohen Gadol might be tumah? You know what the answer is? Zoysay meres, zok the Gemara, tumas hameis hutrihi b'tzibur. It must be tumas hameis hutrihi b'tzibur. What does that mean? That even if the Kohen Gadol's tumah, he'll be able to do the avodah. This is like an example of the kaihana being tumah. He's the Kohen Gadol. He's the one that's supposed to do the avodah. He's tumah. You have nothing to worry about. Shouldn't we at the very least try to prevent a situation of tumah b'tzibur? Yeah, if you held tumah tchuyah b'tzibur, then you would go out of your way to try to prevent it. But if you held tumah hutri b'tzibur, there's no reason to prevent it because it's mutter anyways. What are you worried about? What are you preventing? Something that's mutter? It doesn't make sense. If tumah is tchuyah b'tzibur, so there is tumah. Narvas, it's okay. But if tumah is hutri b'tzibur, there's no reason to prevent it. That's what the Gemara says. Ravina says, afilo tema tumah sameis tchuyah b'tzibur. Maybe tumah sameis is really tchuyah b'tzibur. Tumah sameis loishchicha. Tumah beso ishchicha. Tumah sameis, that's really loishchicha. That's almost out of. You're gonna die. That's not something that's shchiach. However, b'shas tashmish, then maybe the Kohen Gadol's wife will end up with a shail of hilchas nida, even though that's not shchiach, but it's more shchiach. And as a result, that's something we do have to worry about. So we just mentioned the sugi of tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. So the Gemara is gonna spend now a whole block Gemara. We'll see a little bit of it now. The majority of it tomorrow. Then the sugya of tumah hutra, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur. Tumas hameis. Rav Nachman said hutra b'tzibur. Rav Sheshes said tumah b'tzibur. Now, what's the basic nafgamin of tumah hutra b'tzibur, tumah tchuyah b'tzibur? The Gemara we just learned. Do you have to try to do the best you can to make sure that you don't run into a tumah b'tzibur? If tumah is hutra b'tzibur, there's no reason to. If tumah is tchuyah b'tzibur, then there is a reason to. So the Gemara, hechadik tmeim u'tahirin mahu beisav. In the event that you have tmeim and tahirin in the same beisav, meaning you have koyhanim that could do the avodah. and they're all part of the same family. It's their chosen day to do the avodah. And you have people that are tamei, people that are tar. So kulam aloi pligi the tayrin avdi tamei lo yavdi. Everyone agrees that tahirim should do it. Even if you're tuma hutra b'tzibur, everyone agrees that tahirim should do it. Keep pligi. What's the machloikis la dure la suye tayrin beisav achrina? The shaila is if everyone in the beisav right now is tamei, all the kayanim available to do the avodah tamei. However, you can bring kayanim from somewhere else. A kayan who's off duty today, but you can ask him to please come to the Azara, right? We're looking for a Tara kayan, and he can come and he can do the Avodah. That's where it's going to be manifest. There's no reason to do that. Rav Sheshes says, that Tum is the Chuyah B'tzibur Madrinon, and therefore you try to find the Tara kayan. Some say, I feel like I could tell you with polygraph. Nachman, could be Rav Nachman argued, even in the case, Rav Nachman that holds Tum Ahutri B'tzibur holds, even if there were Tahirim and there were Tmeim in the same Beisav, still, he would say that the halacha is avdi nami tmeim. The tmeim could do it. The chol tumas meis betzibur rachmanu shayyeh. Because tumas meis betzibur is rachmanu shayyeh. Who cares if you have toyrim in the base of? Again, there's no tumah betzibur. So if there's no tumah betzibur, this is not something that we would have to worry about at all. Either way, this is just literally the beginning, the segue into tomorrow's daf, which is really going to get into the sugya of tumah hutri betzibur, tumah tchuyah betzibur. But just to end with one more classic Meshech Chachma, and that is the topic of the beginning of Masechtas Yuma has been the halachis of Prisha, the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol had to be Pirish Mi Beisai before he did Avodah and Yom Kippur, and the 7 days that the Kohen Aseirif HaSapara had to be Pirish Mi Beisai before he burnt the Parah. And as Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what exactly the Makar is. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's learned out from the Parish of the Miluim. According to Reish Lakish, it's learned out from Maimed Har Sinai. The Mechaber in Erechayim Simen Tofresh Pehe. The name of the Simen is Seder Arba Parashios. So he discusses the four parashios that we lay in leading up to Pesach. Says the Mechaber in Sivkot and Zayin, Yesh Oimrim, there's some that say, She Parashios Zohar U Parashios Parah Aduma L'chayovim L'korim Midai Reis. That the Kriyas HaTorah of Parashios Parah and the Kriyas HaTorah of Parsha Zachar are not just things that you have to do midrabanan, but they're actually things you have to do midayraisa. Says the Mechaber Lefichach, it's for that reason Bnei HaYishuvim, the people in the Yishuv she'ein lahem minyan, that don't have a minyan kavod, tzrichim lovay lemakim she'esh minyan b'shabbosis halalu. They have to make sure on these Shabbosis they go to a place where there's a minyan. Kidei l'shmaya parsha yis'elu she'ein midayraisa. It's like this, they'll be able to hear the Kriyas HaTorah, and the reason is because this Kriyas HaTorah is dayraisa. Says the Ramavim, e'ef shalahem lovay. Let's say they can't. At the very least, they should take out a tikkun and they should read it by themselves. But the point is, says the Mechaber, there's a yeshon. Not everybody holds this way, but there's a yeshonim that holds that the Kriyas HaTorah parish is Zohar and the Kriyas HaTorah of Parah Aduma are chiyuvim midai raisa. Now, just to bring out the chiddush, Kriyas HaTorah is a din derabbanan. It's not a din derabbanan raisa. Monday, Thursday, Shabbos Mincha, Shachris, Yontif, it doesn't matter when. All Kriyas HaTorah is really only a Chiyuv de Rabbanan. That's why we treat it with all the leniencies that the Rabbanans have. Stating that, there's a halacha that Parshas Zohar and Parshas Parah, according to a Yeshayim Remadai Reis, Parshas Zohar is very well known, Parshas Parah a little less so, but there's a Yeshayim Rem that Parshas Zohar and the Parshas Parah Aduma are Mitzvahs Dei Reis. The Magen Avram has a whole Arichas here in the beginning of Simen Tofresh Pei Hei. Bishlo herich letzadeid she parshas parah ina dayraisa. Parshas Zohar, the achroinim understand. But parshas parah mechateisni. Where does this come from that parshas parah should be the a dayraisa? And at the very end, says the Magen Avram that ube'emes ein tam bekriyasa midayraisa v'gam lo yodana hecharimisa. I am unaware of any remez anywhere in the Torah that parshas parah should be midayraisa. Mechateisni. Where do you find such a thing? So, Rami Simcha, in a classic Meshech Chachma, it's tucked away. It's in the middle of a piece in Parashas Chukas. Since Perik Yotes Pasuk Chav, on the Pasuk that says, V'nichrasu ha-nefesh ha-hi mitoich ha-kol, ki es mikdash Hashem timeh. So in the middle of a piece, says Rami Simcha, that the Magen Avraham and Erechaim Simen Tofresh Pehe said, the Parashas Parah, that it should be the Reisa lo yodana hecher amizah. Says Rami Simcha, classic. Uladaiti hu mefurish. It's mefurish. It's mamish mefurish. The Magen Avraham didn't even know where the remez was. A remez? He said it's mamish mefurish. Where's it mefurish? So he says, Gavaldik. He says, because the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Tafheyo Medbeis, Om Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of the great Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Minayin Sha'af Mikro Parsha Ma'akeh. How do you know that in the Parsha of the Miluim, during the 7 days of Miluim, when Aharon Uvana were in the Oil Moy, when Moshe Rabbeinu was the Kohen God, with all the special Korbanos were being brought, and all these different intricate Avodas were being done, said Rabbi Yochanan Rashbi, how do you know that one of the things that Moshe Rabbeinu had to do, and it was even ma'akev, was to lane the parsha of the Miluim, parshas tetzava, that's all the tzivuyim of the Miluim. How do you know that it was ma'akev that Moshe Rabbeinu, midai raisa, read the parsha? Talmud loymar, the pasuk says, Vayoymer Moshe alo edo, ze hadavar asher tziva Hashem. And we learn from there, afilu dibur ma'akev. So it's mefurish, said Ramei Simcha, in the Gemara in Yumad Afheyam Adez, that reading the parsha of Miluim was a day raisa, during the Shiva Simei Miluim, and it was even ma'akev in the Shiva Simei Miluim. Says Ramei Simcha, if that's the case, it's pashit. Because the pasuk says, kasher osa bayoym azeh, Tziva Hashem lasois lechaper aleichem. Lasois, says the Gemara, is maisapara. Lechaper is Yom Kippur. If that's the case, it's a mefurish Gemara. It's a mefurish pasuk. It's a mefurish Gemara. It's mefurish. If by the Miluim you had to read the parsha, and it was ma'akiv to read the parsha, and it says clearly in the Torah, kasha osa bayoyim azet tziva Hashem lasois lechaper aleichem. So you would think that if the kriya of the Miluim was ma'akiv in the Miluim, and we have a halacha of Prisha Shiva, which is really just a chazara of the Miluim 7 days before Yom Kippur, and 7 days kodim Sreifas HaParah. So this is a makar al koponim to the concept of a kriya of the parasha of Parah. So says Ramei Simcha that the Magen Avraham said, I don't know Hecher Amizah. He says, to me it's Mefurish. I think it's learned out from the first sugya in Masechtas Yuma. But Ramei Simcha says, Lefizeh, it's going to come out one more Chiddush. Well, Lefizeh, Gam B'Yoyim HaKippurim Havi Dei Raisa. It would come out that Kriyas HaTorah and Yom Kippur is also Dei Raisa. But then he says, Bizman HaMikdosh V'Nochoin, he says. And I think that's correct. And the truth is that Metzah Shem on Daf Samaches, much later in the Masechta, when the Gemara talks about the special Kriyas HaTorah that happened on Yom Kippur, we'll revisit this Meshach Chachma. But for now, it's just one short Davar Mesuyim to end the shorter Daf, and that is that says Ramei Simcha, another thing that you could take out from the first Sugya here in Masechtas Yuma is a makar to a halacha that the Shulchan Aruch brings in the name of Yeshayrim that the Achroinim struggle very much to understand its source, and that is that the Kriyas HaTorah of Parshas Parah is Dairaisa.